So stand with your back to the lift on the fourth floor, and I'm going to take you through to the right, under the fire exit sign, the green fire exit sign. And I'd now like you to turn left, following the Fine Arts CE4/13 on the purple and silver sign, past the girl with Winston's wish round her neck, through the double doors. There's some dark red seats in front of you. Then go through the open pair of double doors and now turn right and you're standing in front of the refectory. CE4/11. Open the doors and I'll come in with you. Did you hear President Sadat's been assassinated? Lovely smell. Reminds me of school dinners. So now we're coming into the refectory. I love this room. It's really bright and airy. The room has windows on two sides, so it's got a glass corner overlooking the city, Commercial Road, Gardener's Corner, and the Whitechapel Road. That's what makes the room so light. Down the right-hand side, there's a servery. It's a really long servery, running almost the whole length of the room, leading towards the windows overlooking Whitechapel Road at the end. Walk down along it with me. Behind the servery, there are four men wearing white jackets. They're the dinner ladies. Behind them, the walls made of fair-faced brickwork, and there are two sets of double doors. Come to the furthest one, you see the sign saying Dreadnought, fireproof doors, 1930 limited. And between the pairs of doors, there's the back bar with bottles, coffee maker, ketchup, ashtrays made of scallop shells, tins of baked beans, Tupperware boxes full of grated cheese. Through the double doors, there's an enormous kitchen. When the doors open, they're swing doors, and when they open, you can hear the clanking of cooking pots and washing up going on. There's a cash register. There's a bit of a queue, not too bad. And then lots and lots of tables, two-person tables all pushed together. Same as the ones in the library, they're wood effect formica with chrome edges, rounded chrome edges. And on each table, there's a jug of water, some glasses stacked up. The chairs
lunches, teas and light refreshments are served in the refectory on the fourth floor, which is open Monday to Friday at the following times: 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, 12:30 to 1:45 p.m,
sitting around, 2:30 to 7:15 p.m. Delicious food, sausages, beans, mashed potato served up in an ice cream scoop.
I'm reading from the City of London Polytechnic Prospectus, 1981-2.
The thing I love about the refectory, and you'll enjoy it too, is the informal communication that takes place, really, the chatting. It's just great because the metallurgy students, the silversmithing students, the art students all meet together, the apprentices, the technicians, all the tutors. It's a great sort of informal way to get to know people, to know who's in the building, what they're doing. I really like it. Come further down, I want to show you some people. Do you see over there in the corner over on your left-hand side, there's a group of elderly women in their 70s, I suppose. They're part-time art students here. The woman with the curly hair is Lady Denning, Lord Denning's wife. And to her left is Phyllis Hinton. Now, you probably may have heard of her because she's the person that wrote to Margaret Thatcher directly about the education cuts that she was making, and the letter got read out, I think, even in the House of Commons, and caused all sorts of difficulties. She got letters from the Provost about it. The Provost suggested that the formation of a club might serve to satisfy their requirements. Yeah, she managed to get the whole issue aired in the House of Commons, which did a great deal of good, I think, for the cause. Come over to the window now, because I want to show you the fantastic view we have over the Whitechapel Road. Pull back this net curtain. I'm looking out of the window. I can see Whitechapel Road. There is a man walking out of Aldgatey Station. He's got trainers and a brown shoulder bag. There's another man going in carrying a black bag. There's a girl collecting sponsors for shelter. She's wearing a green and black striped hat and a red jacket. She's got a clipboard and a pen, and she's trying to stop people to speak to them. They come, quite an elegant couple. Looks like they might be going into the Whitechapel Gallery. She's wearing a mini skirt. No, they've walked straight past. They're not going into Kentucky Fried Chicken. KKB Financial Services. Do you see that? There's an empty desk. And between them and KFC, there's a tall, thin white building. It's got a little half moon coping on the top with 1900 written in it in the centre. And there's a balcony with a little palm tree. How many empty desks can you see? These buildings look as if they might be abandoned, some of them. The girl is desperately trying to stop people, having no luck at all. She's jumping up and down. Everybody's making excuses and pointing and walking much faster than they would otherwise be. You see behind the tall white building, the thin white building that we were talking about just now, you can see the spire of Christchurch Spitalfields. See the gold ball on top, and it's got a clock which reads 12 o'clock exactly. Interesting. I wonder if it's broken. Maybe it always says 12 o'clock. Were you still here when Gardener's Corner burnt down? It had a stone tower, rather like, not architecturally like this, but the clock was very, very similar. And when it burnt down, the clock tower actually fell to the ground, completely destroying it. We've spent ages in the refectory, haven't we? I think it's probably time to go. So I was going to tell you about the banners, but what I'll do is I'll just show you the Polaroids later, I think. Come back out now with me, and I'll meet you by the lid for a few. You to turn to the left and follow me back through the two sets of double doors. Again, we'll go back to the fourth floor lift, and I'll see you there. Did you know that if you keep going up the stairs after the fifth floor, there's a roof, and on the roof there's a caretaker's flat? It's just a small flat. The schoolkeepers use it for their common room, and they have parties up there, barbecues. One of them really likes to cook. Really, really want to go up there now.
Going up?
No, thanks.
Not you again.
Here I am.
Here I am. We used to sing that in nursery.
Did you?
Where are you?
And the basic practical instruction, which seeks to combine contemporary design with the best craft traditions.
I was going to take you up to the caretaker's flat, but I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thanks for coming with me.
This is the end of the tour. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please could you take your audio handset back to the front desk where you were given it.